Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is taken from the book of Genesis. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer, and he said, "I am your brother, Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler of all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty.' And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brother talked with him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm can be found on your insert. We'll read responsively. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers. For they shall soon wither like the grass. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Take delight in the Lord.
And you shall treat your hearts with pride.
Commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in Him. He will make your righteousness as clear as light.
And your justice
be still before the Lord. Do not fret yourself over the one who prospers. Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. For evildoers shall be cut off. In a little while the wicked shall be no more. But the lowly shall possess the land. But the deliverance of the righteous comes from the Lord. The Lord will help them and rescue them. The second reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. As for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or some other kind of grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, then the spiritual. The first man was from earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As it was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. As it is the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us to open our hearts and help us understand the words that you're about to give us. Dear God, bless us in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. My first reaction, I was looking at this, it says, love your enemies. I've heard that 1,000 times and at least 1,000 times. And my real reaction to this is not, yes, Lord, if it is thy will. My real reaction is, are you crazy? Love my enemies. What are you kidding me? In Israel at the time that Jesus was preaching, it was common knowledge, it was common practice to hate your enemies. And Jesus was telling them to love their enemies, to love those that persecute you. And I see, since 2,000 years, I see they got there finally right in the Middle East. The Apostle Paul in the seventh chapter of 2 Corinthians, he says, you not only do that, but do a sincere love. Now I'm depressed. Because I know that I come up short. I want to be a child of God, but yet I find myself not liking some people. Now, we're not just talking about enemies of terrorists and whatnot. He says, any that would abuse you, love those who abuse you, love those who would misrepresent you, love those who would mean you harm. Abuse is rampant in our society in all sorts of ways. But yet, Jesus tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And he says to love those who would harm us and who would hurt us. Why would he do that? It's against human nature. When we sit there and we want to take the scriptures at face value and say, well, I've got to do it, but I really don't like that person. That person hates me. I know they do. They lie about me. They cheat me. They beat me. They do all these things to me. It can be a spouse. It can be a person that you don't even like. But yet they abuse you in one way or another. So when they abuse you, it's like a terrorist. They own you. If they can intimidate, if they can cause fear in you, if they can cause anxiety in you, if they can cause you to be, to hold your ground and didn't want to fight, they own you. This is not an easy task. I read a book this past a few weeks ago. It was about a guy named George Carver, George Washington Carver. Everybody may know about George Carver, but George was named, he was a slave. He was born a slave. He was a baby. His father was a farmer and was killed. They were set free by their master, and George Carver was killed in a farming accident. His mother was stolen and sold back into slavery. And George Carver was raised by the farmer, by the Carver family. But George needed a name, and all he had to call his name after his father, George. His adopted mother said, "Well, George should have a respectable name. He's free now, and he should have a respectable name." And he was a baby at the time. "We'll name him Carver because he's our son." Now, his family was white. This is a time when that was not a popular thing to do, but they wanted to give him a middle name. And George, when he was about 10 years old, he always told the truth. So they needed to give him his middle name in Washington, because Washington also was respected as always telling the truth. So his name is George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver would go to school. He would graduate from high school. He'd go to college, and he'd find out in college he was discriminated against because of his color of his skin. But George always said, the Lord said, "Love your enemies, love those who hate you." He never looked back. He always looked forward. He went on to graduate from Iowa State University. He got his master's degree from University of Iowa. He went to work as a professor of agriculture at Iowa State. And one day, he made a good, got a livable wage. And one day, he was asked to go to Tuskegee College in Alabama, and he went. And in this environment, he had nothing. They paid him $1,500 a year. He was offered $100,000 a year by Thomas Edison to work for him, but he said no. He would work because God called him there. And one of the things George Carver did is they said that George Carver was a faithful Christian, and he spoke constantly to his Creator. And one day he was out in the field, and he said, "Lord, could you teach me about the universe?" And God spoke to him and said, "George, that's too much for you." He said, "Well, what about humanity? Can you teach me about humanity? Can you teach me about human beings and human nature?" And he said, "George, that's still too big for you." He said, "Could you teach me about the peanut?" And God said to George Carver, "I can help you with that." George Carver would go on to solve the problem of failing cotton crops in the South. He'd do crop rotation, soil conservation. He would make the peanut a household word. He never lost his love of Christ. He personified what it means to love your enemies and don't hate those who persecute you. Because even though he was persecuted, he still was an honorable man and a good Christian man. He lived this way in his entire life. Something he found out 300 uses for peanuts. And the most important use he found for peanuts was peanut butter. That's not true, but from my standpoint, that is. Because every time I look at a Reese's, every time I take a bite out of a Reese's peanut butter cup, I go, "Thank you, George Carver." Out of peanuts, he created peanut oil, plastics, fiber, synthetics, 300 uses he found for the peanut. He was a great man. He was a great man because he loved those who persecuted him and never let a cloud his thoughts. If we stop and think about it, if we hate somebody who hates us, or we just trust somebody that hates us, we're prisoner to that hatred. We don't have a choice. We're stuck with it. But if we set it free and love our enemies and love those who persecute us, we're set free when we can focus on what we're supposed to be just focusing on. When Jesus tells us to love those who hate us and love those who persecute us, he's telling us to let it go, to be free, to be free, truly free, to be a servant of his, that we can go about our daily tasks in freedom. It's not about cheap safety where we can just submit to all our enemies, and as long as we don't do any, raise any, cause any trouble, we'll be safe. He does everything but that. He tells us we're not going to be safe except in him. We live in a world of violence. We live in a world of trouble. We live in a world where people will hate us no matter who we are and what we're going to do, but we can't be a servant to that. We can't be a slave to that. We can't be a prisoner of hatred. We have to love our neighbor as ourselves. We have to be set free from ourselves by the blood of Christ. We're called to be children of God, not children of hate. Throughout history, people have used God, Christ, Christianity, religion in general, as a source of anger, as a source of hate, as a source of violence. You cannot take Jesus who hung on the cross and use him for anything that is hateful or violent. So when I stop and think about it, I'd like to think that I would do this, but I'm sure it's just like everybody else. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not strong enough. But I pray to dear God that I will always be open to him. And I pray that I will love my neighbor as myself. And I'll pray that those who hate me, I won't hate them back in return. Amen.
I invite you to stand as you're able and join in saying the Nicene Creed found on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God,
Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death
and was buried.
On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 in the prayer book. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work, for this community, the nation, and the world, for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth,
for Michael Curry, our presiding bishop, for Bishop Prince Singh, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and other ministers. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father.
In your compassion, forgive us our sins, now and at the hour, things done and left undone. And so hold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in this life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to St. James. If you are a guest or a visitor, I invite you to sign the guest book at the back. So our resident EMT has said, may not be wise to linger for a long time here and receive AED training this week. And we know next week we have a baptism. So we will reschedule the AED training for another week when hopefully limbs aren't flying through the air and you know, bicycles and little dogs named Toto. And so that's canceled for this week. But I do encourage you to come down for coffee hour because I think Hannah was baking a lot yesterday. So please stop by, but please also get home safely. And as for tomorrow with Bible study and book group, use your best judgment. If there's still a warning and things are flying through the air, don't come. If it's settled down or if it's like it is now, we'll still have Bible study and book group. If there's no electricity, don't come because we won't have heat. You know, so just use your best judgment. And then Tuesday through Friday, I'll be in San Diego, so visiting family, my pre-Lenten getaway, so that I can just push through the following 50, 80, I don't know, 100 days. Speaking of Lent, in the back, there's Lenten Meditations put out by Episcopal Relief and Development. You can also order it online so that it comes into your inbox every day. I asked that, you know, one per family, because I didn't order a whole lot. I ordered enough for us, but not. All right. So if you're interested, they're in the back. It's a different meditation every day, written by a variety of authors, old and new, some ancient, and quotations. So I invite you to pick up one of these. The rest of the announcements are here. Youth group, how are we doing with the signups for the dinner? Okay, so just a few more things to sign up for the youth group dinner for next week. So if you're interested, take a look. And the gorgeous little sleeping boy is going to be baptized next week, so I do invite you to come next week and celebrate with us. Are there other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Eucharistic Prayer B continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from this creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have
graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.